Caught in the dark with a radio spark. Meet me where the most light falls. You are listening to Where the Most Light Falls with DJ Tamara on Spirit Plants Radio. Broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. Welcome back to Where the Most Light Falls. Tonight's show will be a mix of beautiful piano music by VK Goes Wild, whom you can find on YouTube, and some poetry by famous poets and some less famous poets, including myself, and some work by John Isham, my friend in Nigeria. Hope you enjoy the show. Before I start the music, I want to read something that my friend wrote. Catherine O'Sullivan wrote this in her blog on Zany Mountain. Other creative people are my oxygen. I've been a bit panicked by the pandemic. You like that turn of phrase? I like it myself. I'm only kidding around, trying to lighten the day for myself as much as you, dear reader. One thing I have noticed is that I have a lot of practical, logical friends. My best friend of all times is a professor of chemistry. I went to an engineering university. Hey, that was some fun, being one of the few humanities types by there. Great, in fact. I like these types because they are opposite to me. I love their minds and attention to detail. They tend to love my fun, emotional, deep side. It works. And there is a great curious learning and a sort of grounding in being around those so different from you. And I seriously respect my nerd, tech, engineering, science friends, but you know this as I keep telling you all. And then there are the incidental friends, the ones you collect along the way and you stay with them as they are just there when you need them. The true ones stay no matter what, and there is no agenda. Just friendship, and you can't explain, they are just there. But a whole new level of friendship are the creative friends. What amazed me is that earlier in this lockdown, they all went quiet. I was like, where are you guys? You are quiet these days. I mean, these are the bohemian, chance anything, fling yourselves under the car crowd. The crowd that lived, the crowd that wear their heart on their sleeves and throw their thoughts out there. Adaptive, you might call it. Surely this is the space for us to breathe and create the world. I was puzzled. There wasn't a sign of life. And then I realized the old free creative spirit was locked down, muted, and it took a few weeks to adjust. But adjusting is what us curious creative types do when we stop reeling from the shock. And now we've adapted, and the creativity is rushing back in like a river. We are sharing songs, blogs, poems, and essays like no tomorrow. The last few days, no words. I've been sent some amazing stuff. I've edited a friend's essay at 2 a.m. in the morning. I've blogged and written like a fiend. I've listened to amazing radio, audio, and visual. I'm pretty staggered, to be honest. And why? The creative world is a different one to the ordinary world. It's a world of bravery, imagination, emotion, rich human experience, and yes, at times, lots of fancy. And to be perfectly honest, I got a little bit real world there for a few weeks. And in my normal life and normal times, I struggle to bridge that gap, the gap between the logical and the creative world. I know some of you will identify. It has been worse the last few weeks. But the creative world in the end is a terrifically free and inspirational and curious world, a world of acceptance, of being a bit different. I'll be honest, I was a bit in the real world there for a while. It was grand and all, but now I need to spend time in the creative world just for a bit. So, creative friends, continue to send me your essays, poems, songs, and blogs. I'm incredibly always delighted to share, review, edit, and chat. It's part of the mission of Zany Mountain to encourage creativity. It's where I am happiest. And logical, real-world friends, don't you go disappearing either. I need you too. But you know that, right? This post is dedicated to my creative friends. Sure, you all know who you are. Love to all my friends, no matter what world you inhabit. Cat. You can find Kat and her wonderful blog at viewfromzanymountain.wordpress.com and on Facebook, Catherine O'Sullivan. This poem responds to some passages that I read in a book about herbs and spices with recipes, remedies, and folklore, as well as from the Bhagavad Gita. The line that prompted me to begin was this one, and the poem will follow. Every Hindu is buried with a basil leaf on his breast. My dog wants to be buried in a hole he dug himself. I will plant clover where he lies for all his luck, and you may cover me with rosemary. Say, God, she was such a romantic. Basil is a true herb of the sun, and sun I bear in my throat, warm taste of homemade soup. My dog eats cinnamon and wasps, as heroes do, live for sting, die bravely spiced. O son of Kunti, at the end of a kalpa, all things return unto my nature, to the moss I bear on my back, which spreads like love, like mint, taking over the garden. At the end of a kalpa, in quarantine, plague doctors, priests, they die again, giving life. No human body is in a body because he desired to be. Nor does he, she, they desire to leave it in pain or suffering, but this is the prize of closing eyes to health. Call for bright herbs to dress our wounds. Basil, antidote to venomous bites from coiled beast smiling. Tranquilize, inspire ceremony, cure our melancholy. Shape a necklace for the scapegoat we'll send to our brothers in China, scolding everyone but ourselves. The cow of plenty must be sacrificed to the horror of India. We eat his belly baked with herbs. For the soul has to pass along the road by which it came, along the winding roads of Italy where we stir the pot of grief. In Spain, where the bull runs through empty streets, declaring he too shall be sacrificed. In New Orleans, the lowest notes on a sad scale, New York and apple split and bitten, give us the earth and its incarnations, pluck leaves to purse our lips and please the gods. We must find out what death is before we sip our tea of life again. The second part is added from my friend, John Isham, who goes by Isham Prince on Facebook. As idle leaves bask in the lyrics of the wind, memories of her footprint will toll like church bells. A rich folklore such as disbelieves, a fable best with poetry to tell. Aromatic trail that drives me home, from distant land whiffing like the perfumes of Arabia. Sweet concoction that hardens my bones, stronger than the branch of a jacaranda. She rummaged the tamarind and barked. Her aura sniffed like masculine odor in a midday sun.
Thank you.
This next poem is a joint effort with my friend John Esham. He and I write together occasionally, as I mentioned before, I think, on the show. And this is what we've been doing with an old poem that I had started but never finished. It's called I Wish I Knew the Names of the Small Birds. So I thank you, John, for giving me another chance with this poem. I wish I knew the names of the small birds outside my window. In them, some innocence exists. Perhaps such as eludes me, eludes the elms that nail in the woods. For I am poor of intelligent knowings. Sunday bears the brunt of my ignorance. And how will I know the simpleton that serenades outdoors? Obscure is the verse that baffles the nun, though she lie upon spiritual pages. Hope to learn and sleep the ways of God. I am no nun, nor wish to be, but by birds I would find heaven, with them hover by seed and sing my way through winter. The wagtail, your earnest tale to tell, flitting in the orangery, verses unsung, brooding beyond the baffled sun. Lady Cardinal, her bright beak I recognize, will not tell all, but what she tells will swell the buds of spring with hope. In that she preaches, and I hear. Hymns rise up in my lungs. In this park of flowers I feel her lyrical power. Ravishing buds wiggle in her rabble rhymes. Dreamlike the moon immures in the night. Quick in flight she's gone. The dog snores, and in my room I dwell among ordinary. Impossible to hold the spell. Clock warns of 3 more minutes, 3 more before I flip the covers back to host a holy day amid the television babble. In that flight, my panoply babbled beyond to regions yonder than yon, her verses no lullaby upon the glades ramble. I am a particle in space, no more. What inspiration moves me now? Dog whines to go outside, worships at the door. I put on my service shoes. The birds again, a gray one, small and lemon at the chest, and that, I think, a nuthatch or a Carolina wren. How the heart skips, the child in me approves. Now grief, a mourning dove, come low to feed. A minuscule in a Capricorn, pondering the chances that perchance my will, I must flap across the cornfield, or flit on branches above the lay. My muse is the bird that strays in my head, the humming cuckoo, the wood's tale to tell. But you, O unearthly bird, from South Carolina to the Antipodes, your songs.
Thank you.
Like as the waves make towards the pebbled shore, by William Shakespeare. Like as the waves make towards the pebbled shore, so do our minutes hasten to their end, each changing place with that which goes before, in sequent toil all forwards do contend. Nativity, once in the main of light, crawls to maturity, wherewith being crowned, crooked eclipses against his glory fight, and time that gave doth now his gift confound. Time doth transfix the flourish set on youth, and delves the parallels in beauty's brow, feeds on the rarities of nature's truth, and nothing stands but for his scythe to mow. And yet to times in hope my verse shall stand, praising thy worth, despite his cruel hand.
Thank you.
The Wendover by Gerard Manley Hopkins. I caught this morning morning's minion, kingdom of daylight's dolphin, dappled dawn-drawn falcon, in his riding of the rolling level underneath him, steady air, and striding high there. How he rung upon the rein of a wimpling wing in his ecstasy, then off forth on swing, as a skate's heel sweeps smooth on a bow bend. The hurl and gliding rebuff the big wind. My heart in hiding stirred for a bird, the achieve of, the mastery of the thing. Brute beauty and valor and act, oh, air, pride, plume, here, buckle, and the fire that breaks from thee then. A billion times told lovelier, more dangerous, O my chevalier. No wonder of it, sheer plod makes plow down sillion shine, and blue bleak embers, ah, my dear, fall, gall themselves, and gash gold vermilion.
Thank you.
I Hear America Singing by Walt Whitman. I hear America singing. The varied carols I hear, those of mechanics, each one singing his as it should be, blithe and strong. The carpenter singing his as he measures his plank or beam. The mason singing his as he makes ready for work or leaves off work. The boatman singing what belongs to him in his boat. The deckhand singing on the steamboat deck. The shoemaker singing as he sits on his bench. The hatter singing as he stands. The woodcutter's song, the plowboy's on his way in the morning, or at noon intermission, or at sundown. The delicious singing of the mother, or of the young wife at work, or of the girl sewing or washing. Each singing what belongs to him or her and to none else. The day what belongs to the day. At night the party of young fellows, robust, friendly. Singing with open mouths, their strong, melodious songs. with a radio spark. Meet me where the most light falls. You are listening to Where the Most Light Falls with DJ Tamara on Spirit Plants Radio, broadcasting around the world at spiritplantsradio.com. Turn on, tune in, and visit us on the web at spiritplantsradio.com for schedules, playlists, archives, and more. See you next time.